Wendy Kiefer, Wild Earth Guardians, and we also would like to see a ban on trapping on public lands. And again, the group's sponsoring the forum, and Trap Free New Mexico is our coalition. The New Mexico Game Commission held their hearing July 21st in Clayton, New Mexico, during the week, so that it would preclude most citizens from participating in that event. They also ignored our 12,000 public comments, and we learned from information requests and from blogs that they held secret meetings with industry groups and refused to produce most of those records. At the end of this hearing, after ignoring this vast sea of public comment, they expanded trapping in New Mexico into areas where it wasn't permitted before, as Phil has already talked about. They even lifted the trap ban in the Mexican Wolf Range. As my colleagues have pointed out, trapping is cruel. It also harms our ecosystem. We know how many bobcats are trapped because of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. Bobcat pelts have to be tagged, and so we know that over the last decade there have been 23,000 bobcats killed in New Mexico. Their fur is mostly sold on the global market. We don't know how many swift foxes, kit foxes, and other animals are trapped in New Mexico. Traps have been banned on public lands in these western states. And animals that are allowed for trapping are called fur bears. They are trapped for their furs. And in New Mexico, trappers can kill as many animals as they want for fun and for profit. These are so-called fur bearers. These are the mustelids, generally. Some of the canids and bobcats, raccoons, water wading, and coyotes. There's no season in New Mexico for coyotes. There's open season for trappers. And also for four species of skunks that live here. So the ecological toll from all this trapping is tremendous, but is basically undocumented. These are also fur bearers in New Mexico, but they are not permitted for trapping. So pine marten, river otter, black-footed ferret, and quatamundi. So who are the people in New Mexico? We know from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about 800,000 people consider themselves as wildlife watchers, and they spend about $3 million annually in New Mexico. In 2005, there was a poll, and 63% of New Mexico voters are opposed to trappers. In 2008, a subsequent poll took the temperature about people's prospects for Mexican wolves, and almost 70% support protections for Mexican wolves in the state. The fur trappers equal about 2,000. They profit from our wildlands by exploiting our public lands, and they pay $20 to Game and Fish. If you're trapping coyotes, you don't even have to do that. And non-resident pays $345 to Game and Fish. Traps, as we have said over and again, do not discriminate. Children and dogs are at risk. Trappers post no warnings where they put their traps, their hidden devices. The toll on Mexican wolves, the U.S. Geological Survey just issued a report. There have been 15 wolves trapped since 2002 in Arizona and New Mexico, 13 in New Mexico because there is a public lands trap ban in Arizona. Two wolves died from trapping injuries. Three had amputations. Two wolves had full leg amputations. Wolves are a coursing carnivore. That means they run long distances to chase their prey, the sick and the weak. So you can imagine, if you've compromised the fitness of a wolf, how their ability to thrive will also be compromised. And so under the state law, the Game Commission had the obligation under the New Mexico Conservation Act to protect wolves, lynx, river otters, and other very rare animals, and they chose not to do that. And I just want to point out, there is a huge mythology out there. that coyotes and wolves and other native carnivores take an enormous amount of livestock. That is simply not the case. And these data come from the USDA, National Agricultural Statistics Service. So of the 104.5 million cattle inventoried in the US, 0.18% took livestock, less than 1%. About 4% of cattle died from these other causes, respiratory problems, digestive problems, calving, et cetera. For sheep, an inventory of about 6 million, and of that number, about 4% were killed by native carnivores. And I should also say domestic dogs. Actually, domestic dogs are the second largest sheep predator. In comparison, 7% of sheep died from birthing problems, weather, et cetera. So anyway, we are trap-free New Mexico. We want to see a trap ban on public lands in New Mexico. While the fur trade enriches a few, it costs New Mexico, and trapping is cruel and dangerous. Thank you, panel.